This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth. Join me as I explore the greatest indie rock with classic tracks, new releases, and my own Desert Island selection.
Welcome to episode 135 of A Sonic Youth. This week's show focuses on American lo-fi psych band Crumb. I've said on plenty of occasions on this show that sometimes I struggle with the poppier, lo-fi side of indie rock. But Crumb's sound really draws me in, because it's so funky and interesting, in a similar way to a band like Krungbin. That opening track was Crumb, with Ghost Ride, from their 2019 album Jinx. More on the band soon, but first I want to play the first song of theirs I heard and subsequently fell in love with. That song is called Lock It, and it's one of my favourite modern psych pieces. It's an awesome song, very much fitting the psych bill with its kind of underwater hazy sound. I love the way it builds at the beginning before that little drum fill. It's a great lo-fi sound because it's reserved and gentle, but still super catchy and never too sparse. It also has one of the coolest music videos ever, with over 50 million YouTube views. It can be best described as the band taking you with them on their acid trip. It's a song that may take a few listens, or a listen in the right situation before you really get it. But here's Crumb with Lock It.
Thank you.
I'm Oliver Gray. This is a Sonic Youth, and that was Crumb with their greatest track, Lock It. Aside from the awesome video for that song, YouTube also has some cool live performances that proves that sound isn't just a studio masterclass. They can do it all live too. Crumb was formed in 2016 by a group of four friends studying at Massachusetts Tufts University. Those members are lead singer, songwriter and guitarist Lila Romani, bassist and vocalist Jesse Brotter, drummer Jonathan Gilad, and synth, keyboard and saxophonist Bree Aronow. Their first two releases, the EPs Crumb and Lock It, were recordings of songs Romani had started writing in high school and university. Their first full-length release was 2019's Jinx. That album built more on their success and run of critical acclaim established by those awesome earlier EPs. The album's name was inspired by the near-fatal car crash that injured members of the band the previous year. It was released independently on Crumb Records, funded by fans. The show's opening track, Ghost Ride, is my favourite from Jinx, but the title track and Faces are my other top picks. Before we look further into the Crumb discography, I want to play a track from one of those first EPs. In fact, the first EP, self-titled Crumb. I recommend all three tracks from this. Track 2, Vinter, has some pretty cool guitar work when it breaks down at the end. But I want to play their first song, the very funky number, So Tired. That was Crumb with So Tired. Crumb's next album was 2021's Ice Melt, also released independently on their record label Crumb Records. Remember that underwater sound I mentioned earlier when discussing Lock It? Well, to get that during the recording of Ice Melt in LA, they lowered a condom-protected mic into water. Icemount is definitely more experimental than previous efforts. There's some interesting effects throughout. It's also largely a much louder and more upbeat album. My favourite song is LA. This is a Sonic Youth, and that was Crumb with LA. 2021's Icemount was the last big release we received from Crumb, although they did release two cool tracks in early 23, but we'll get to that later. However, they've recently announced their third LP named Imama. Two tracks have been released. First we got the title track, followed by The Bug, though technically four have been released, as those two aforementioned early 2023 singles both find their way onto this new record. But of the two newer songs, the former is my favourite. We'll be right back. This is a Sonic Youth, and that was Crumb's new single Amama. That album releases on the 17th of May. We have time for one more Crumb track. The two 2023 singles I mentioned earlier, which will also be on Amama, are named Dust Bunny and Crushed. My favourite is Crushed, because it's so weird with that ghostly synth riff and the backwards vocals. It's another trip. Here's Crushed. Next week on A Sonic Youth, we're looking at the two new albums I played pre-release singles from last week, Emdu Mokhtar's Funeral for Justice and Jess Locke's Real Life. That Emdu Mokhtar album has been one of the releases I've been most looking forward to this year, and so I've already listened to the album plenty. As a taste for next week's show, I want to finish off today's episode with a favourite new track from Funeral for Justice. The album's closing track, Modern Slaves, mellows the album's intense guitar noise and energy for a beautiful, more traditional African bluesy folk piece. I really love it. Here's a taste of Emdu Mokhtar with Modern Slaves.
I'm Swadama, Swadam, the Swadama, the Swadam, the Swadama, the Swadam, the Swadama, the Swadam.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.